4 CBA Mobile.
Beware, beware. Dave's on the road. In 0TR.
As Rusty would say, you know, he's just glad that he's at home and when I'm on the road.
But don't tell him I said that. Well, we're about where I talked to you the other day. Taco Bell, Quick Trip, Spinks, Walgreens, Buncombe Road, and 101. We be headed out towards Spartanburg. How's your day, Dave? I know where you've been.
Not so much where I've been. Let's see. I did play tennis this morning, but no, I didn't. That was yesterday. But I'm going to have a tennis lesson. It starts at 2:00, so, but, you know, it's pretty cloudy. I'm really glad, you know, God is good.
I agree with that. God is good, but the tennis lesson part, if you just come up to the house, give me that money, and I'll teach you how to play tennis.
I was trying to situate my water jug here. Oh, Lord. Well, about that. about that. you know, I'm really not sure. I'm a little skeptical, Tom, of how much I would learn. So, you know, I really don't know if I want to take you up on that or not.
My ability? By the time you leave my house, I'll have you talked into it.
Well, let's just say that, yeah, I guess I'm I can't think of another way to say it. I guess I'm questioning your ability.
Well, I never. Oh, shoot. We don't need to go to the bank here, do we, Mom? Where'd all these people come from? Gee, Manin, you never get any peace and quiet up here. This is the new Woodruff up here on Wade Hampton. Well, I did a little HF last night. Not to change the subject or anything, but not much. I got tired, but I fell asleep out in the lawn chair today, luckily in the carport. I was watering the lawn, and my niece went off and left me, and let me sleep for about an hour, so I feel pretty good and sassy. But I worked a couple last night. One Russian, Vlad was his name, of course. Vladimir, almost all of them are. I can tell you some of their other names, but a lot of them's named that. And some of the finest CW operators in the world, I'll tell you that. And no, I'm not fond of Russians in the military, but the ham radio operator, that's okay. But at any rate, worked one of them, and he's way out in the middle of Russia. Most of them's right around Moscow, it seems like. And then I saw a ZL-4, Tango Tango, listed in New Zealand. And so I went ahead and worked him just for the fun of it. And I saw where I'd worked him in, about a year ago or less on 15 meters. So I went and worked that. And then I just kind of got tired, Dave. So shut her down and went to bed. Haven't seen a whole lot of DX on there lately. But I had fun just working those two. And I sure miss my band scope. I wish there was a way I could get that thing going. But I think it needs the comport's the only thing I need, and I don't know how to do that. it on the proper comm port so it'll communicate. But, time will tell. So you been doing anything on the radio, or you just been too tired after playing tennis all day in the heat?
W2 T-Mobile.
I start talking about people and they all of a sudden they appear on the radio. Hey, Rusty, we were talking about you early, but it feels good. Let's see, what were you asking, Tom? I have been on, I was on HF yesterday, there wasn't much going on 17 meters. I think I went to 20, and or it might have been 40. I can't remember. I think it was 20. And I never made any contacts. I just listened. So then I went over to FT8 and made some contacts there on 10. And then I think it was time to eat. So I had to shut all it down and go have whatever it was we had. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good afternoon, David. And at least if you were talking about me, at least you were leaving everybody else alone. So, you know, that works out. And all. Tom, I've told you, all you got to do is tell me when you want me to come back over, and we can look for setting up that port for you on that thing. I mean, that's just a case of creating a port, and that can be done without a problem. Just got to sit there and do it. So one of these days, holler at me, and we'll see what we can do. It'll be better to be inside where it's cool than outside where it's hot. Go ahead, Tom.
102R. Mobile. Well, that'd be fine, Rusty. I think everything else that you got straightened out on there is okay. But it's just not receiving the information from the radio over to the screen when it's there. And, oh, man, I just missed that entirely because I would mainly use it just to scan across and listen to each station and on CW. And then if I, one of them, I'd listen for his, I'd click on it and wait till he was open for a call. But I can't do that anymore. And then I used it when somebody was working split, but there's not many more I need at all, so I'm not worried about that either. I can work split without it, but it's better with it. But I just can't afford to go out and buy a new radio just to get a band scope. And I'm not going to switch over to ICOM. And I know they're a very fine radio. And I'm not going to buy a Kenwood because they're too much money right now for what I'd like. But and I'm getting too old. But at any rate, we was talking about you, and Dave said, and you said something about being safer when you were at home and I was on the road. I can't remember how that went. But, Rusty, I offered, he's going to a tennis lesson, and I offered, and I'll even give it to him at half price on tennis, because I know how to play it, sort of. And at half price, he could save a lot of money, but he questioned my ability. I don't understand that. KB4 CBA to take an N0TR.
KB4 CBA mobile. Well, sometimes you kind of have a sense about these things, and sometimes don't think you have a lot of sense. there, I said it. Is that one? So, I just think I'd be overpaying for what I'd be getting. So, anyway, go ahead, Rusty.
You know, Tom, he was just talking about you not having the sense. But, you know, how much sense does someone have to go out in the middle of a hot afternoon on a tennis court to knock a tennis ball around and work their way up like that? I can't, you know, that doesn't seem like good sense at all, Tom. What do you think?
That'd be a big QSL on that one. Good one, Rusty. I'd agree with you 1,000%. And you can come over and the basement's nice and cool, or upstairs nice and cool, and I could teach him in either spot. I mean, gee, manine, I got no problem with that. The basement's about, 72 to 75. But I'm deeply offended that he said I had no sense. I got 3 cents in my pocket right now.
Sense I'm talking about is like, is akin to common sense, you know, which we seem to have lost somewhere in my lifetime. You know, we used to have some common sense, but I think I still do, but I see a lot of people that don't, you know. But, you know, that's their problem, not mine. I can't give it to them. They've lost it or never had it. So, anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. But, oh, me. So, the heat doesn't really bother me that much. I'm kind of used to it. Your body gets acclimated and that sort of thing. And it really doesn't bother me that much. And, you know, it's good for you to get out there and sweat. And by the only other time I'm doing that, so I'm cutting grass. So, anyway. I'll let this be my last one. I'll keep on listening, but I'm approaching the sports club, so I'll be out of here in just a minute. Anyway, go ahead, Rusty. This is KB4CBA Mobile.
You know, Tom, I don't think he realizes it, but he kept digging that hole deeper and deeper, and he's going to really find a hot spot if he keeps doing that. Anyway, don't hurt yourself this afternoon, Dave. You know, try not to strain that brain, that muscle up there in your head, because it doesn't seem to be working too well. And Tom, I'm headed back to the house. I've been out, had to go get my pedicure and then go get some lunch, and now I'm headed back to the house where it's a whole lot cooler than it is out here. My thermometer on the car says it's 89 degrees right now. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
Up there, I just got 85 up here. Which one are we going to, Bernice? Store. Yeah, she says Costco, so I guess it's Costco. Ooh, they're doing some work on 29 here over by the post office at Lyman. They got groove payment here. It gets kind of noisy. Well, Dave, 73's. Glad to hear you, at least most of the time today. I just can't understand him not trusting me to teach him. Whoa, just got off of that on the bump. But I'm not spending much time outside, and I think he's been outside so much that he's fried his brain, and he don't know any better there, Rusty. W2T and 0TR.
Well, I wasn't going to go quite there, but, you know, I've got to agree with you on that. The boy has been out in the sun too much, and I'll... Oh, well, I'm getting ready to pull back in the yard, and I'm taking taking off these people behind me because the speed limit's 35. And guess who's driving 35? And now I put on turn signal and stepping on my brake. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm pulling in the yard after this other car comes. I'm not going to pull in front of it. He's going too fast. And I'll probably got to jump out and check my mail, see what junk mail I got today. And I know there's supposed to be one QSL card in the mail, so I'll see if it came today. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. You and Bernie, be careful out there running around, and we'll catch up to you later. M0TRW2T73s for now.
Okie doke. Talk to you later, Rusty. We're under some power lines here at that big intersection in Lyman, I guess it is, in Palmer. Whatever this little place is here. Take care, Rusty, and be safe, and I'll catch you down the line. We'll be mobile quite a bit. W2TN0TR73.
4DJC.
Ready?
I heard your raspy voice on a little bit earlier, a minute or two ago. Thought I'd throw my call light out. I was downstairs, but I did have the radio turned down. You did okay today?
I don't know why my voice gets raspy anymore, but it does. And we're just tooting along here about 60 mph, and I've been putting it off for quite a while going over here to Costco's, but sure beats the heck out of going to Costco's on Woodruff. This is NGLTR.
Costco and Woodruff is only about, probably about 2 or 3 miles from my daughter's house, but that thing is like, it's just about impossible to get in and out of this location. We don't have a membership there. My daughter had one, and still, I think she still does, and but we just don't, we used to go with every once in a while. We just don't buy stuff in bulk usually, though. Very seldom. We don't really have anything we eat enough of to do that. But they do. And I give her a list of stuff whenever she goes.
Honest with you, we don't either. I just failed to shut it off over here. But I always kind of like Costco's in relation to Sam's. The Sam's Club fulfills everything we need, I think, Jerry. Bernice likes it because they tend to keep things rather than have something one time and the next time not have it. Now, everything ain't that way, but some of their items are. But some of them are good that they just have on specials. Got behind a trash truck. That's not my favorite thing, but this old boy seems to be tooting along pretty dang good. But, I don't know why I keep it. I haven't got any excuse because we haven't bought that much this year at all.
Sam's is very convenient for us. It's only a couple of miles from the house. And there's a big Walmart right beside of it, too, which we shop at Walmart. You know, we don't like going in there because they move everything around, but it's hard to beat the prices on some items. We try to go when it's not quite so busy, but, you know, that could be any time. Sometimes you catch me at the right time, sometimes you don't. And Sam's, we use Sam's pharmacy. Because I can get it just as cheap from them as I can mail order, because I got a Sam's Plus membership. Some stuff I can buy off, without going through my insurance, cheaper than I can buy with insurance. Not everything, but sometimes I can. But, it's just more convenient for us rather than going to CVS. Close to CVS is about 4 or 5 miles away. Like I said, this one's just to get on the road up here at the top of the hill and drive down the hill and coast up the next hill, and there you are.
Costco's down in Woodruff, same way. It's a nightmare to get in and out of, and I do not like to go down there at all because of the traffic. Because I definitely don't like to go out on I-85, and that's probably the best way to get there. So just don't go there. If it come to that, I wouldn't go at all. And the Sam's Club's on Woodruff also. They can stuff that one, too. This one over here, the Sam's Club, the biggest detriment is the gas station. And they line up at the gas station and block all the entrances into Sam's. So you got to wait there while people fill their gas tanks to get into the parking lot. And that irritates me. They need to do something about that. Put a turning lane there or something, and there is none. But I don't run the place, and I don't make the rules, and so I don't think that's probably going to happen, Jerry.
They got the gas pumps at the bottom of the parking lot, so that don't interfere with traffic coming in and out of there. And there's two entrances at the back entrance, and it's actually three ways you can get in and out of there. It's just not quite too bad. And of course, it's packed a lot there. There's a lot of people in there. We just, the thing about Sam's is they'll carry your product for a while, then they'll change up, you know, and then you won't be able to find it again for a while. So if we find something we like, we'll buy several of them, you know, if it's something we use a lot of. But we just don't have the, you know, ever since this COVID thing hit some time back, you know, we've been always kept on spares of everything, extra, you know, toilet paper, toilet, you know, any type of paper products, soap, that sort of thing. So we got a, she got trunk full of stuff in her car, and because we just don't have that much room to store stuff here in the house. But we do that. But you know, we go to Publix sometimes. There's some things at Publix we just can't find other places. I always mean to go into Aldi's, but it's a little bit out of the way for us. We haven't done that. I've been in there, I think, once or twice. I know you go there fairly often, but you have to kind of watch what you buy there. Sometimes they got some sales on stuff that are good. Sometimes it's not so good. 02R and 4DTC.
The lanes here. I sure like that thing in the mirror that tells you when there's another car there. That is really nice if I'm smart enough to look at it anymore. But, I think you're a lot better off to go to Sam's than CVS. CVS, pretty expensive, I'll tell you. We go there for certain things, but it's insurance have-to situation. But they're good people, don't misunderstand me. But, that Sam's Club there is pretty nice at Anderson. But it's always packed, it seems like. I don't know. Spartanburg's pretty nice. I see some black smoke over to the left side up here. I don't know what that is. Quite a ways off. But, Jerry, I'm going to let you go. I'm getting into traffic here, and better keep an eye on it. We're in Spartanburg now and not too far from Costco, so... Good hearing you this afternoon, and you take care. 73s in 4DJC and 02R. Clear.
You birdies have a good afternoon. Stay safe out there. Talk to you later. In 02R and 4DJC. Clear.
Hi, Tom. Bye, Tom. Kitty 4DJC.
Well, we're passing Sam's over here, and it gets pretty congested up here, Wyatt, so I got to jump out of here. Nice to hear you, though. KJ4CTD and 0TR. Clear.
Yep, that's fine. I talked to Rusty this morning. I haven't talked to anybody recently. Anyway, catch you later. Be safe. KJ4CTD.